Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker about operations and programming this April and National Library Week. This is part two of a two-part interview. With the pandemic, how is your view on, the Washington Public Library and its services as a library? How does that look to you, these days with what the pandemic has thrown you?
After speaking to many directors last week to try to get my plan together for April across the state, we all kind of try to stay consistent with one another, depending on size and everything of the library. We are going to continue with virtual programming for a while, probably through the summer, and our summer reading will look like outdoors or on Zoom. So we have the Central Park rented for several days during the month of June. And so hopefully it will be nice that we can just have it out there on the bandstand or in the grass. As far as other things, we're going to continue with take and make bags. We're doing one in April for adults even, for sunflowers. And that will be actually Monday, April 5th. And people can come inside and grab a make-and-take bag to plant a sunflower. So we're trying to do some things that still some activities, some consistent activities. We have, like the writer's workshop and sticks and strings we'll continue to have. But otherwise, we are going to just not have in-person programming in the library.
As far as virtual events go for the month of April, what else is going to be happening here for the Washington Library?
So, yeah, we'll have those make-and-take bags, and those will be on April 5th, which is Monday. And then Sticks and Strings will be Friday, this actually coming Friday, April 2nd at noon. And that's just when you bring your knitting, crocheting, quilting, other projects, and then enjoy just relaxing at noon. And that's a Zoom link, and you can get that by emailing Leanne Coons, or you can just call the library and ask for the link. And then we are going to also have take and make bags on Thursday, April 22nd at 9 a.m. These are for youth. And you can stop by and pick up an Earth Day STEM kit. And that will be starting at 9 a.m. And then it's one per child. We do have a special presentation that's being done on April 23rd at 6:30 p.m. It's entitled Graveyard of the Atlantic. And the person that's doing it is Laura Keyes. And she's somebody that has been presenting on historic topics for over 10 years. And she's basically talking about the Outer Banks of North Carolina, which is sometimes called the Graveyard of the Atlantic because of the centuries of shipwrecks and disasters. And so it will be an illustrated lecture on Zoom that will share not just the history, but also the beauty of the lighthouses that guard the Outer Banks of North Carolina. So we're really looking forward to having her on that date, April 23rd at 6:30. Call the library for a link or ask for Tammy, and she's the one that will be sending out the links for that. The other program that we will continue having is the Washington Writers Workshop, which I mentioned before, via Zoom again. That will be Saturday, April 24th at 10 a.m. So join us for a presentation on craft by our visiting poet from the Iowa Writers Workshop, Margaret Yap. The first hour is devoted to the author's presentation and the second hour to the workshopping of the submissions. And Leanne will be conducting that one as well, so email her for a link to join that. And then we are continuing this year with our traditional seed exchange library program. So you can come in and donate seeds. We'll take edibles, ornamentals, store-bought, and home-harvested. And they will be planted and shared in the community. So you just take a packet, and then you leave a packet.
That was the second half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker about operations and programming this April and National Library Week. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.